Madame Guyon, saw something in Christian converts that we still see today, and it's actually the majority. And what she saw was that their hearts were never engaged. And she made the point that if we go for an intellectual assent about salvation and get people to agree and say yes and come into the kingdom, their hearts actually remain untouched. Yeah, they're born again, but that seed doesn't go into soil that is going to be conducive to it sprouting. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. You're going to get people who are not wholehearted. And she suggested that when we made converts, we should bring them straight away into the place of living from the inside out, of recognizing that Jesus is within, and training them to turn inwardly to hear the voice of God for themselves. And in that way, they would make tremendous progress and growth. And I have to say that probably that is puts its finger on what is the problem still, that we make converts who have a mental assent and their hearts are never captivated for the Lord. So we see the maiden in the Song of Songs, in the first stanza in the Song of Songs, she says, "Draw me." She knows that unless he draws her, no one can come to me except the Father draw him. Unless God draws us, we can't come into that place. But so many of us, I think, feel the drawing of God, come away with me, and ignore it for whatever reason. We may be afraid to be on our own with him. It is quite scary. Here's the God of the universe with his microscope, sees everything, all those things we've wanted to hide and very successfully hidden come into the light when we come into the presence. Because as we talked before, the outer court, the inner court, where there's the table of showbread and the candlestick casting a soft lustre. But the holy place, the most holy place, the glory of God is there. No, it's lit by the presence of God. There's no candles, no light in there, except the light of God Himself. That's where everything we've tried to hide will be exposed. But in that exposure is freedom. Just trot through Psalm 139 sometime. You've searched me and you know me. You know when I get up and when I sit down. You know a word before it's on my lips. There is such comfort in knowing that there's someone who sees all the nasty bits about us and loves us unconditionally. There's something freeing, liberating about being able to be real with someone, even with all your grot. And that someone is him. He's not going to ask you to parade your dirty linen, guys and girls. He's going to say, "Let me deal with the stuff and give me your heart. Oh, my bride, you are lovely." So, how about it? Start with 5 minutes. Come into his presence. Don't say anything. Maybe just draw me and watch what he does with that ordinary, mediocre life of yours. Watch how he transforms it exceedingly abundantly above that which you could ask or think or even dream. God bless you and enjoy.